This summer, we're putting more party in the park at Busch Gardens Summer Nights. Feel the rush of coasters in the dark. Feel the beat of multiple DJs spinning in three different parties. And enjoy exclusive culinary offerings. The party goes all day and into the night at Busch Gardens. Come all summer long with an annual pass, starting at just $14 per month with Easy Pay. Busch Gardens Summer Nights. Party louder, play later. Parking taxes and service fees not included. Restrictions apply.
Blog Talk Radio. This is Coach Rick Sagisi. Tonight we're going to be talking about a vision for sports. So all you sports athletes out there that no matter what sport you play, you're going to be getting some vital and really good exercises to do to help improve your vision through focusing, concentration, tracking. So everything you need to do to perform at your best in your sport. Before we get started tonight, I have a special announcement. This week, actually, concluded last night. We had a tournament in town here down in Naples, Florida. We have this every year, and it's called the Rick Sagisi Senior Baseball Memorial Tournament. And it raises money for scholarships that we give out every year to my local high school that I attended down here, Barron Collier High School in Naples, Florida. And it's for a student athlete that shows outstanding citizenship, drive, work ethic. We hand a $500 scholarship out at the end of every school year. So every year we raise money, and we had a great tournament this past Friday with the final game. And my sister was there to hand out the winning trophy, as well as her son, to throw out the first pitch. So it was a great success, and it was for a great cause. So I wanted to just announce that, as well as I wanted to let everyone know that you can donate to this scholarship, which is all nonprofit, and it goes to students. It goes right to the school, and you can do that on my website, and you can find that on my Rick Sagisi informational page at ricksagisi.com. And at the bottom you can see it, and you can click and donate your funds through PayPal. So thank you for your generosity and your consideration. Okay, let's get started today. Vision for sports. Let me explain really important why is your eyes important in sports. So basically, think of your sport that you play. If you closed your eyes, or you had one eye instead of two, could you perform better, or would you perform less or worse? And probably your answer was worse, and that's pretty much in all sports. You can't really play your sport or a sport in general without your vision, and vision is so important. So my question to you is, if it's so important and it's so vital in your sport, why do we not train it like we should? Why do we train all our other muscles, but we forget to train one of our most important muscles, which is our eye, because our eye is a form of tissue and muscles. And we forget that. And it doesn't make sense, because you just answered your own question. Can you play your sport without your eyes? And you're like, no, most of us can't. And why don't we train them? And that's a question that I can't find an answer to. So during my course of my instruction, my mentoring, and my training with my clients, I don't miss that. They get a visual trainer that I'll talk about at the end that they do exercises at home, and it's a daily thing. But it's so important. So before we get started in some exercises, I want you to understand the importance of your eyes and why they can help and how they can hurt you if you haven't strengthened them and trained them properly. So here's a few exercises. I'm going to give you guys about five different exercises that you can do, pretty much with not getting much of anything. You can do it. I'm making these very simple, So pretty much anyone, you don't have to go around the store and buy anything. It's pretty simple, and you can do them sometimes in just in the comfort of your own home. So the first one I want to talk about is the doorknob drill. Now, the doorknob drill is very, very, very good for focusing. It's going to take your eyes from one object and try to take it to another object, okay? And it's a doorknob with a pencil tip, okay? So what you want to do is you want to stand about 15 feet away, and you want to align your, with your both eyes open, line a pencil tip, okay, the end of a pencil or a pen with the doorknob. So you should actually be seeing like two pencils, okay? So when you're lining it up with your both eyes open, what you want to do is you want to take your eyes from the pencil tip to the doorknob. When you go to the doorknob, you want to hold it for about 3 or 4 seconds, and you should see two pencils in the background. Then I want you to go ahead and take your eyes to the end of the pencil tip. In the background, you should see two doorknobs. And what that's doing is helping your focus and concentration, but your focus from one object to the other. And it's helped training those eyes to change real quickly and focus on another object. So in your sport, in reference to, you know, let's say baseball, batter hits the ball, you're playing shortstop, you have to see the ball off the bat, and then you have to focus it as it's going to your left, to your right. Okay, so it's a very, very good focusing drill. So again, that's called the doorknob pencil tip drill. Okay, and you can do, you know, 3 sets of 10 of those. The other thing I want to talk, another exercise I want to talk about is around the world, I call it. I want you to close your eyes and think and picture a face of a clock. And I want you to move your eyes clockwise all the way around 10 times, making full circles, okay, going as far and looking as making a round circle as much as you can, as round as possible, okay, doing those 10 times. Then I want you to go counterclockwise 10 times, okay? And then you can keep your eyes closed. I want you to look up as high as you can, like you're looking up to the sky at the top of your head. As high as you can, and then go down, looking down to your toes, and looking to the ground as low as you can. Doing 10 sets of those, so you're going 12 to 6 on the face of the clock. Okay, and then I want you to go ahead, and I want you to keeping your eyes closed. I want you to go diagonal. I want you to go like 11 to 5, okay, and do about 10 of those, and then go 1 to 6, and do 10 of those. 1 to 7, actually. I'm sorry, 1 to 7. You do 10 of those. So now you're doing vertical and horizontal, okay, and you're doing the circles. Okay, very, very important. You can do that. That's going to strengthen the eye muscle behind the eyeball. It actually moves the eye, and that it's a good thing. And you actually start feeling, you'll feel your eyes be like they're a little tired because the muscle is working, okay? That's a very good one. It's called around the world, and it's a clock drill. The third one is going to take you in a car. Now, when you're a passenger, please, only a passenger here, you're going to be a passenger in a car. Next time you're driving a car, I want you to, as a passenger, I want you to see if you have, like, light poles or something ahead. I don't care if it's some type of object. As your car is driving closer to it, I want you to pick it out about 60, 70 feet in front of you. And I want you to keep your eyes on it as far as, and don't lose focus as your car is getting closer to it until it goes by you. And then I want you to do that again and pick another object out about 60 feet in front of you, usually a pole. Pick it out, stare at it, and keep your focus on it the whole time until the car passes. That's a really good drill. And again, that'll actually make your trip go a little faster too in the car. But it's a really good drill for tracking again because you're keeping your eye as you're moving, your eyes are staying focused on that one object. So that's another good drill. But the fourth drill I want to talk about is a laser pointer drill. This is going to take a little. You're going to have to get a little creative with this. You're going to have to get a laser pointer, and have a partner and have somebody stand in there in a dark room, and I want them to have them be behind you and have the laser put it. You know, have them shoot it to your left, maybe two to your right, you know, in front of you, above you. And what your job is to do is to see the red light. It's whatever first time you see it, boom, you want to point to it. Okay, you want to point to the red light as fast as you can. You don't have to be in a total dark room, but like in a dimmed room. So you can really work on seeing that red light, boom, wherever the dot is on the wall or ceiling, you're picking that up. Good for reaction. Okay, that's a good drill. It's going to take a little partner there and a laser pointer, but that's a good drill if you can do that. It's called a laser pointer drill. Again, on all these, you're going to do about 10 of them, 10 to 15, 3 sets. Okay, roughly, okay? The fifth drill is going to be my visual trainer. This is something that you can get actually on thinkoutsidethediamond.com or ricksagisi.com in the training product section. and it's very, very inexpensive. But it's an 18 by 24 color poster, and I've actually designed this, and it all my clients get this because this is something I used, and it works. And it's about 8 exercises. I'm not going to go all through all the exercises, but there's 8 exercises, and it's all called color directions, and you're doing horizontal, vertical, and so you're moving your eyes, and it's good for concentration, focus, and tracking. It's actually combining everything we just talked about into one thing. So that's a very good tool. It's called the Think Outside the Diamond Visual Trainer. You can find that on the thinkoutsidethediamond.com, ricksagisi.com, in the training products section. Again, it's a very, I think it's like $25. It's very, very inexpensive, and it will pay for itself. So, again, I'm not going to go through that, but there's 8 different exercises for you guys to do with that visual trainer. So that's what I would recommend on the 5th exercise. We're going to talk a little bit about, before we have any callers that might call in, I want to talk a little bit about the antioxidants and foods for your eye health. This is very important. Again, you know, you did your exercises. Now you want to make sure you're eating properly to get the proper, keep your eyes healthy, and you know, making sure they're healthy and ready to perform as possible. So I'm going to talk about some vitamins and minerals. Some of the vitamins you want to look at for your eye health is vitamin A, and those are usually found in animals like liver, eggs. It's in those two, and also in carrots and spinach. Vitamin A, very, very good. It's good antioxidant for your eye health. Okay, so making sure you eat some of that stuff, okay, because you want to keep those eyes healthy. Vitamin C is another good vitamin for your eyes. You find that in orange juice, green peppers, strawberries, broccoli, sweet potatoes. Those are things you want to, you know, again, you want to eat for that vitamin C, for your antioxidants. Vitamin E is another good antioxidant. You find that in nuts, green leafy veggies, certain cereals. Okay, those are vitamin E. And then the final thing is the minerals, the selenium and zinc, two minerals that you want to really work on to keep your eye health as high as possible. You find selenium in walnuts, you know, in certain rices and certain rich breads. The zinc and cheese, yogurt, red meats, pork, you can find that, you know, very enriched in those type of foods. So those are some of the minerals. You've heard this before, but guys, again, it's like weight training. You can train, but if you don't eat properly after, you're not going to get the same results. Same thing with your eyes. You train your eyes, but you also have to eat properly. Make sure you're eating the proper vitamins and minerals for your eyes to keep them healthy and, you know, keeping them as sharp as possible for your performance. Finally, I want to talk about the importance of sunglasses. You know, using sunglasses is very important, not only on the fields, but as an athlete. But you need to use sunglasses constantly. I mean, if you're in definitely in a sunny state like Florida, like we are, or, you know, in the summertime, you know, you want to use sunglasses for protection of your eyes. UVB rays, you know, can cause different, you know, eye ailments. And, again, that's the health of your eyes. You're keeping your eyes healthy. You want to protect them with sunglasses. As well as if you use sunglasses on a field, it can actually help your performance as well. You just got to make sure they're approved for sports. There's certain glasses that are not approved, so make sure they're plastic and they're approved for sports. I know Oakley's are one brand that's approved for sports, but make sure you get the right ones approved for sports. They can actually also help improve your performance as well. But for more overall health of your eye, you definitely want to use sunglasses, especially when you're out in the sun a lot. Okay? But that's about it, guys. I hope you guys got a lot of good information. I didn't get any callers tonight. Sounds like maybe everyone was busy, but I think it was a great show. And if you have any questions, please, don't hesitate to call me, email me, or, you know, whatever, you know, text me, whatever you need to do. I'm here to help, and I think this is a really good information for you guys out there to make sure you work on your vision, okay? And remember, always keep your eyes on the ball. Till later, guys. I'll see you in a couple of weeks when we talk about another episode called Winning Baseball. I hope everything goes well, and I bet you best of luck sport.
Rick Sagisi knows baseball is more than just the physical training. It takes guts, heart, and drive. Rick Sagisi offers professional baseball and softball mentoring for players of all ages. Rick was a star player in high school and went on to play for the University of Miami. Played in the College World Series. He's played with Aubrey Huff of the Orioles and Pat Burrell of the Tampa Bay Rays and has been coached by some of the biggest names in professional baseball. Rick is currently a scout for the Cleveland Indians and a recruiter for the University of Miami. In 30 or 60-minute sessions, you get private one-on-one coaching, guaranteed to improve your game. Rick Sagisi is more than just a coach. He is a mentor, helping kids stay on track, on the field, and in school. Call to find out more, 777-4435. And for a limited time, Rick is offering a special discount to Fox Sports Radio listeners. So call now, 777-4435, or visit thinkoutsidethediamond.com. Rick Sagisi, professional baseball mentoring.
Napa know-how.
A Napa guy knows more isn't always better, unless we're talking about full-size vans. These beasts do more than get you from A to B. They have so much space a man can live in it. With shag carpeting, waterbed, and a sweet lava lamp, these mobile abodes have all the comforts of home. With quality parts and plenty of Napa know-how, you can keep the original tiny house running longer, stronger. That's Napa know-how.
Napa know-how.